guys.
You're
I'm good, man. How are you?
You too. Your first playoff start, can you imagine what it's going to feel like?
I can imagine. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of emotions going going through my mind on Sunday, but I'm excited. Right now I'm pumped, man. It's fun preparing. It's been a fun couple of weeks. Just the whole atmosphere behind being in the playoffs has been it's been a blast. I'm enjoying it.
Not having a playoff start previously under your belt, have you talked to any quarterbacks or anybody specifically about what it's like in the playoffs and how things might change or anything like that?
Yeah, obviously a lot of my coaches have a lot of experience in the playoffs, so they did a great job. Coach Zim, we talked, some, Pat. Coach Stefanski, I mean, it's been really good. Good preparation as far as for me mentally, how I'm going to be prepared.
Any former quarterbacks that you maybe talked to?
Yeah, there's been a few that have reached out, so it's been good.
Who were some of those?
One was Kurt Warner texted me.
Okay.
And had some good things to say, but somebody I've looked up to for a long time. Really solid. Obviously a solid player, but a solid guy, so I appreciate that.
What did he say, kind
of? That's between us.
Okay.
Case, how do you kind of just try and keep it as close to a normal game as possible, not try to do too much, but also just do what got you to this point?
I think you're exactly right. For us, it's, remember what got us here. It's a big game, obviously, but we played a lot of big games, and it is a game. It's the same game we've been playing. Last time I checked, same field, same stadium, same amount of time. It's a big game, and we're putting a lot into this, but we put in a lot into every week, so it's gonna be business as usual for us.
In case, I'm kind of fascinated. You're talking to New Orleans media about how you watch Drew Brees game tape every offseason. How many years ago did that start, and why did you get into watching Drew's film?
I've just been a big fan of his for a long time. Obviously, being from Texas, another Texas quarterback that's done really well, similar size. I mean, I guess you could, make comparisons there, but just a guy that I really admire and how he moves the ball down the field and how he operates, what kind of leader he is. I read his book a long time ago, so I think somebody to learn from. I try to watch all the really good quarterbacks in the off season and take little things and try to work on my game. Implement things that I think work well with adding to my game.
Have you met Drew? Have you all had conversations about football?
Yeah, a little bit. We've gotten to know each other through different things in the past.
Casey, as far as your pregame routine goes, are you like a music guy? Are you like a calm relaxation, visualization kind of guy? Like, what do you kind of go through for kickoff?
I'm a mix. I have certain songs I've listened to or certain types of music. I like music, but it's not something where I've got headphones on all day.
Jason, I know you've probably been asked this before, but just being a journeyman quarterback for good portions of your career, what has this ride been like for you this season?
Oh, it's been a blast, man. I mean, it's been incredible. I'm sure one of these days I'll be able to look back and really appreciate it. There's so much to enjoy right now, like we just talked about, being a playoff week, a playoff experience. We got a lot in front of us. So not really putting too much in perspective, not really looking too much at the big picture. I'm keeping my blinders on and thinking about what's going on right now. And we got a pretty great opportunity in front of us and, pretty exciting big game coming up on Sunday. So that's kind of where my mind's at right now.
Have you gotten any words of advice going into your first playoff game?
Yeah, I mean, Coach has done a great job preparing us, as far as my mindset and what it's going to be and how I'm going to treat, how I am treating this week. I think, that's stuff that Coach's done a great job of helping me with.
It was a cool article just about your relationship with Cliff Kingsbury and where everything started in Houston. Do you guys keep up at all anymore? And, does he ever get at you with, I hear he gets his game tape from you every week after you play and looks at it. Do you guys ever just talk about football together? And
we talk pretty regularly. He's a guy who's as busy as he is and as hard as he works. One of the hardest working coaches I've ever been around. He always will get back to you with a text, call. We talk quite a bit throughout the year and throughout the years that we haven't been working together. But Yeah, great dude, unbelievable guy that I owe a lot to. I've had some great coaches in my career, and he's definitely one of the tops.
He's one of the first dudes to kind of believe in you.
Yeah, he's one of them for sure, and he's always believed in me. And I mean, there's some great stories. I remember Cliff coming in halftime of the Armed Forces Bowl. We were playing Air Force. It's my junior year. I think I'd thrown 3 interceptions in the first half, and he comes in and just has the utmost confidence in me at halftime and said, "We're going to keep throwing the ball. And, you know, he called it that way. And I really appreciated him and how he coached and how he operated with me.
Okay, so their defense forced a lot of turnovers. What do you see what do you think is the reason for that or what goes into that for them?
Yeah, they do a great job getting to the quarterback. Obviously, sacks and turnovers are a big, big part of their defensive scheme. I mean, Cameron Jordan, one of the best in the game right now at rushing the quarterback, getting hands up, batting balls down too. So that's something that we got to keep their hands off the ball. We got to be smart with the football. We got to give our guys chances downfield where their hands can't get to it. And I think that's going to be a big key to this game is turnovers.
Case, you touched upon a few weeks ago, I guess, being on the practice squad in 2012. Did you just go to the home playoff game? Did you go on the road?
Yeah, I was in New England.
But both of them, okay. Yeah, just describe, you were just kind of standing on the sidelines, soaking it in. What did you kind of get out of that, even though you didn't play in the game?
Yeah, I was always learning, man. That was my redshirt year, I call it. In the NFL, and to be a part of a playoff run like that and to see the preparation that goes into it and, to see just, how quickly the game goes. I mean, it goes so fast and it's, everything's so amplified. I think it was a good experience for me.
I guess you've done a good job all year of limiting turnovers but also not playing conservatively and making big plays. What's the key to having that balance? And
there's a fine line. I think a lot of it is just knowing what Pat's, what his intent is in calling a play, and then knowing what defense he wants to take shots in, when he wants to check it down, when he wants to be smart with the ball, and that's just being on the same page as, Coach Shermer and Coach Stefanski. They do a great job in the meeting room, film room, watching tape, going through, breaking down the game plan, installing the game plan, so. It's a fine line, but that's part of playing quarterback, and it's a lot about decision making. And I'm always working on my decision making.
You think it will be important going into a game like this to be able to, or be able and willing to cut it loose when those opportunities present itself, and not just kind of play it safe with the defense that you have?
Yeah, I'm gonna play like I know how to play. I don't have to be anybody but myself. More conservative or less conservative, or either way, I'm going to be me, and that's all I have to be. I've got a great squad in this room, great offensive line, great receivers, running backs that make some big plays, and we got a great defense. So, if I perform like I know I can, I think it'll be good.
Do you have some butterflies your first couple starts this year?
I got butterflies every week, man.
Okay.
I mean, that's if for me. I call it not a scared nervous, but an excited nervous. That I'm excited because I'm prepared and I know, I know what I'm going to do. I know I'm going to play. But man, you get the adrenaline going. You're waiting in that tunnel. You hear U.S. Bank Stadium going crazy out there. I mean, if you're not feeling something at that point, I tell people like, you might be an adrenaline junkie and need to go jump out of planes or, bungee or do other stuff like that, because it's an exciting moment, and it's really cool. There's a lot of emotions, like I've said, and it's a cool feeling. I mean, it's something that I'm gonna remember and cherish forever.
So the next question was gonna be if you saw that elevated at all for a playoff game, but I think I just got my answer. So.
Yeah. You good?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot.